Okay, now we have the last of these series of Mishnayos, Perek Hei Mishnah Ches. Chaticha shel chaylev v'chaticha shel chaylev noiser. There's a piece of chaylev here and a piece of chaylev that was noiser. Noiser is from a carbon after the deadline. Ochales achas mehen. He ate one of the pieces. V'ein yedua as ezumem ochal. We don't know which one he ate. Maybe chatas v'asham toli. He brings a chatas and an asham toli. Why the chatas? Because he ate chaylev, that's for sure. Why the asham toloi? Because maybe he ate chaylev that was nicer. And if someone eats nicer, carbon that was left over after the deadline, he has to bring a chatas. So for suffix nicer, there's an asham toloi. Now you're going to say, I thought we learned ain't isser chalal isser. Once there's an isser chaylev, how does isser nicer take effect? And the answer is, it's called an Isser Moisif. So the Batrur explains it. Chaylev on its own is only also for a person. It's not also for the Mizbeach. Once it becomes nicer, it's also possible to be makdud on the Mizbeach. And once there's an Isser Noiser that is chal, which is new, it's also chal on the base Isser of eating it. That's why you have both chaylev and noiser on the same piece. Okay, so again, what do we have in Mishnah? Tes, chaticha shel chaylev, a piece of chulin, chaylev, a chaticha shel chaylev noiser, part of a carbon that was left over after the deadline. Va'ochel es achas men, he ate one of them, and he do es men ochal, whether he ate the chulin or the noiser, he brings a carbon chatas, because he for sure ate chaylev, and an oshem toli, as the suffix, maybe he ate noiser. If he turns around, va'achal esashni, eats the second one as well, maybe shalish chatois. He's going to bring three chatois. Why three? Two for chaylev, one for nicer. Now we know for sure he ate nicer, because one was nicer, and he ate both of them. Again, the Batanur reminds us, it must be that he knew about it in between. Because if he didn't, there would only be one chatas. Now really, how come it doesn't say over here three chatois and one asham vaday? Because he was moil behegdish, right? He had enough of mehegdish. The answer is, most of the time, in noiser, says the Batanura, there's no shava pruta. It's not worth anything. Can't do anything with it. And in order to bring a asham me'ilos, you have to be moil behegdish on something that is worth at least a pruta. Sokta mishna vayter. Achal, if one person ate, esar shayna, the first piece. Ibo achar, somebody else came. V'achal esashni and ate the second piece. Zem mevi chatas v'ashem toloi. This person brings a chatas and an ashem toloi. V'zem mevi chatas v'ashem toloi. Each one of them brings a chatas for the chaylev and an ashem toloi because of the suffix of eating noiser. Shimon and Shimon says zeh chatas v'zeh chatas. Each one is chayev a chatas and eating chaylev. But as far as the suffix noiser is concerned, they don't have to each bring an ashem toli. We know the noiser was eaten. So therefore, Shema consistent with what Rav Shema was telling us till now. Both of them could bring bishutfis as partners one chatas and make it an eye. Whoever it is, that's who it should belong to. Whoever ate the noiser, it's their chatas. And of course, you know Rabbi Yossi is going to argue. Rabbi Yossi says, kol chatas sheba al chait. Any chatas that comes on a chait, ain shnayim meviyam ha'isa. Two people cannot bring it. Now, what does this mean, kol chatas shiba al chait? Which chatas does not come al chait? And the answer is yes. There is a chatas that doesn't come on a chait. The chatas that a mother who gave birth has to bring. She wasn't over in Aveira. Over there, two people could bring it with Beshutfis and with the Tanai. We learned about this in the first Perek. So chazing over this Mishnah, if a person had a piece of chaylev, chulim, piece of chaylev noiser, he ate one of them. We don't know which one he ate. He brings a chatas on the chaylev and an asham toli on the noiser. Afterwards, he ate the second one, knowing in between that he did an aveir, he brings three chatas, two for chaylev, one for noiser. And in a chanam, if it was a shava pruti, he would also bring an asham vade because he was moel behegdish. If somebody else came and ate the second one, we pass like Rabbi Yossi that each one is going to have to bring a chatas and an asham toloi.